everybody. That was Soulfinger by The Barqués, and this is Rachel Wharton. I am the deputy editor of Edible Brooklyn and Edible Manhattan, and this is Brooklyn Eats on heritageradionetwork.com. My two guests today are the guys who go out and explore Brooklyn to tell you where to go, and our show is on eating where you don't normally eat in this fine borough of Kings. But before I introduce them, I want to first tell you a little bit about our sponsor. You might know them. They're called Whole Foods Market, and they remind you that every bite has a story. So whether it's a tomato, a muffin, or a T-bone steak, your conscious food choices can change the planet. Because at Whole Foods Market, every single purchase you make helps us support things like animal welfare, organic agriculture, equitable trade, and energy offsets. I'd also like to note that you can get those kick-ass Tom shoes that I really want a pair of and everybody's wearing at Whole Foods as well. All right, so my two guests today. The first one is Josh Bernstein, who is a food writer like me. And this is the guy who does the my favorite thing in the world, like $1 slideshows of all over the city of where to eat for Metro Mix. He also writes for Time Out. I mean, basically, you name a publication, I'm sure he's written for it. And that this is the guy who goes out and finds the $3 awesome taco so that you don't have to. You just have to plug it into your iPhone. And say hello, Josh.
Hello.
And my second guest is Matt Levy, who's how many generations?
Fourth generation New Yorker.
How many generations are his family runs Levy's Unique?
Levy's Unique New York, New York's first family of tour guides.
There you go. So how many members of your family are doing it?
All of us.
And actually, I was actually looking at your site today, and so your guides are actually pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Focus on music. I mean, music, history, the military.
On Monday,
sandwiches, my favorite.
Oh, that was a good one. Jonah did that Saturday. Monday, I did a graffiti walking tour of Long Island City, awesome. Williamsburg, and meatpacking. Awesome.
So, and you also do a Brooklyn Ethnic Eats tour, mm-hmm. and a Jewish Brooklyn tour.
We do all. We do them all about. As long as it's within the five boroughs.
But my first question is, of course, to you. So you also do custom tours, right?
Well, called the Levy's Unique New York. So
okay,
yeah.
So say somebody who knew a lot about food and a lot about Brooklyn, like me, called you up and said, "Hey, I want to take everyone I know on an awesome tour." Okay, so where would you take me? What do you think you've been trying to do?
Well, what are you hungry for? If you want tacos, you go to Sunset Park.
Cheap Eats, we want Cheap Eats.
Cheap
yes.
Eats. Why don't we do Sunset Park, both Mexican, Chinese, and then make our way down to Bay Ridge?
Would we be walking?
We'd take subway to Bay Ridge. We'd walk from Sunset Park to Sunset Park and then subway to Bay Ridge or vehicle. Get like one of them egg creams at that. Egg cream joint that's been there for a million
Hinches?
Years. That's it.
Sweet.
You know it.
Yeah, I love Hinches. I love their little silver trays that they serve all the ice cream in.
And they're surly.
You think they're surly?
I think it's part of part of the game.
Yeah, I think if you have a neon sign like that, you get to be surly.
That's rules.
Yes. That's okay. Nice. Okay, what about you, Josh? Where would you take me?
I think Matt just took my Sunset Park thing.
Oh no!
Sunset Park is the jam, by the way. I think okay. Rule number one: if you want to go someplace, unless you've been there, and then in which case, like, turn off and listen in 5 minutes. This is where you need to go, right? Okay, so you guys give me a few suggestions about if you're actually in Sunset Park. Okay, what would you expect to see? What are the things you should do?
Well, my favorite place to go to is Yunnan Flavor Shack, which is this. Yunnan's a province in China. It's close to, I think, I'm going to be terrible with geography right now, maybe I think down by Burma, but they have these things called cold noodles, which are just astounding. It's really thin noodles that they mix with soy sauce and sugar and hot peppers and nuts and cilantro, and it's just, it's cooling, it's spicy, and really good in the summertime.
So, tell me, this is, I keep reading, because I've never been there, and it's one place I really want to go, so that's an excellent suggestion. I keep hearing that this is the only place that serves food from this particular region or place in the city. Is that true? Am I way off base?
No, as far as I know, it's the only place in the city that does that. You know, immigration patterns in China, I think it was first southern China, like Cantonese immigration, and then northern came in. And now only in the last few years, you're seeing these more far-flung provinces actually making a toehold in Brooklyn and Queens and beyond. Yeah.
How long has that place, do you guys have any idea how long the place has been there?
I've probably been going there like 2.5 years or something like that.
Cool.
That's the one with the tiny little kindergarten stools, right?
Yeah.
And you sit in the little half shape counter. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's all low-slung counters, maybe big enough for 8 people. And
husband and wife, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
They put so much sugar into that peanut sauce and it's cold noodles. I've never in my life had granulated white sugar in a Chinese food dish, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, if you're worried about calories, don't look at that. You just watch the lady put 2 scoops and 3 scoops and 4 scoops.
Of sugar?
Oh, yeah, sugar. Just like
domino sugar.
And it's still amazing.
It's amazing.
Astonishing.
That's so crazy. Oh, I got to go there. How long? So how long has your family, how long is Sunset Park a part of a rotation for any tour right now?
It's for our Edible Ethnic Brooklyn Eats tour. That tour, basically, when we do a private tour to go through these neighborhoods, we do the Red Hook Mercado, which is a wonderful, completely homegrown community organization with the pupusas, the tacos, and the Robicelli cupcakes. And then we take them over to Sunset Park for tacos, and then also Damascus Bakery.
The soccer tacos that are now world famous. But Red Hook Mercado is actually on Van Brunt.
Right, it's Red Hook, Red Hook.
Yeah. And it's in a community garden, so it's really cool.
It's wonderful.
And they put up a TV during sporting events.
Did you watch the World Cup over there?
I tried, but the sun was so strong, I couldn't actually see the screen. So I went up the street to, what is it like, not Bait and Tackle, but the place next door or something like that.
We'll basically like custom create the tour per neighborhood if they want to see. If we get a tour group coming in from Pennsylvania and wants to see what Orthodox Jewish Brooklyn looks like, we'll roll on over to Borough Park.
Okay, that's my next question. Talk to me about Jewish Brooklyn. What exists? I go to Brighton Beach, which is something totally different. You're talking about like Borough Park.
Jewish
might know this too. I think everyone is. Everyone in this room Jewish?
We're all,
yes.
We're all
Jew power.
Okay, so I want
Jew power.
Form of an ice cube. So I want to know where to go. Those are neighborhoods that I really don't know at all.
It's because they're so hermetically sealed.
You probably live in it, Josh.
We live right by Kingston Avenue, which is but that's there's nothing good eating over there. It's pretty terrible appetizing stations and lots of things and steam tables.
Corn's Bakery on Corn's Bakery with a K on 13th Avenue, somewhere down there in the 50s. Been there a million years. Delicious babka and delicious black and white cookies. My approach towards Borough Park is looking for the word heimische, H-E-M-I-S-C-H-E, I believe. Heimische is Yiddish for nostalgic.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And so you see Heimische Bakery, Heimische Appetizing, and it's their way of marketing these flavors that you remembered from your bubby or your Zaidi cooking it up in your youth.
People aren't using it. They aren't using it willy-nilly now. I think
that because it's such a hermetically sealed neighborhood and because they're so wary of outsiders, they're not doing it for other people. They're doing it for themselves.
So there's a place right up Avenue J from DeFara's. Have you been in there?
Avenue J.
That place. What do you think?
If I'm on Avenue J, I'm going to DeFara's. And it's such a time-consuming effort. It's so worthwhile.
I'm always really drunk by the time I actually eat at DeFara's since I've been there for 2 hours with my six-pack.
Weak in the knees pizza is what I call that place.
And there's that place over on, Coney Island Avenue, the giant Jewish supermarket.
Pomegranate.
It's like, Pomegranate. Like the Pomegranate. Whole food of a Jewish Whole Foods.
It's real. That place is really cool. They have all kinds of prepackaged foods.
Expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive.
There's a dried fruit place I love going to right across the street where they have some of the cheapest dried fruits and nuts. It's nice. Like pomegranates right there. Then across the road, see a dried fruit and nut place and just bulk foods everywhere.
Wait, is that Coney or Ocean?
Coney Island Avenue, yeah.
And in fact, down the block from Pomegranate on, I think it's Avenue H, literally the same cross avenue, is a place called Hummus Place.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell hummus.
Is that Mimi's?
No, Mimi's is on Cortoyo Road near where I grew up.
Really?
Yeah, Dimmis Park, born and bred.
Is it Olympic Grill that's also over there on Coney Island Avenue? They have a place over in, I think, the Garment District, and this is the one they have like giant forearm length falafel sandwiches, which are delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Coney Island Avenue is also a pretty interesting place that most people
It's spectacular.
It goes from Pakistani to Indian and then
Bangladeshi,
like,
and then Orthodox Jewish, and then Russian.
Uh-huh.
Which is awesome.
And it's also the best way to bike to Coney Island on Saturday.
Yeah. True story. Wait, you think it's better than the
Ocean Parkway?
On Saturday, there's no one out because of the Jewish neighborhood because it's Sabbath. So you can just cruise down on your bike all the way to the ocean.
Very smart. Oh, so then once we're at Coney Island. Okay, where do you eat in Coney Island?
It's all about the tacos.
I love Alex Deli, which is over on Mermaid Avenue, and they have some of the best tortas in the city, I think.
Really?
They're gobstopping, stuffed with, avocado and you got the Oaxacan string cheese, and they're just I think they're $5 each and you can't finish one.
Is it a cart on the road to the beach, or is it an actual taqueria?
It's actually a taqueria. It's basically a little tiny deli you walk in.
Is that Mermaid Avenue or Surf Avenue?
I'm pretty sure it's Mermaid Avenue. It's Mermaid Avenue, and they have and then you walk in, there's a couple tables, and then you just, they have tortas, and they have semitas too, and they have tacos and tamales and full plates of everything. And they also have a meat market down the road, which took over a major meat market.
On Mermaid 2?
Yeah, Major was a meat market that was owned by Jimmy Prince. It's been there for, he was 70-something.
Jimmy Prince?
He was a septuagenarian butcher there. He used to have a tie, white hair, my favorite place to get food, but he closed down last year. But the people at Alex Deli took over the butcher shop, and now it's Alex Deli 2, I think. And you can buy all your carne enchiladas and a homemade That's meats awesome. There.
Nice. I think it was maybe last summer that I noticed the first tacos really close to the beach. There's one place actually on the boardwalk, and then there was one place like kind of buried.
On the Bowery, which is the only other Bowery in New York City.
That's the Bowery?
That's the name of the street. It's called the Bowery.
Plaza Doña Zita, I think.
That's what you're talking about.
This was like the most exciting thing that I'd ever seen. I was like, oh my God. Mexican food. It was like...
It's not crappy boardwalk food either. I mean, this is super delicious. The one I think Plaza Doña Zita has, these hand-pressed quesadillas with masa.
Those are so good.
And then they fill it with like marinade.
Wait, where's that one?
That's at the Bowery Street.
That's on the Bowery.
On the corner.
Okay, so the Bowery is...
It's buried inside of Coney Island Amusement Park. That's the one you're thinking of.
So, and now it's kind of bordered by... They had torn down a bunch of stuff and it was bordered. There was like a cross.
It's the Thor Equity Super Project that's happening down there. Whenever I get to Coney Island, I make sure I get myself a beer and a plate of clams on the half shell from Ruby's.
You really every time?
Every year my birthday.
From Ruby's.
Yeah, I have a summertime birthday, July 25th. So I make it a yearly ritual. Yeah, yearly ritual to bike down to Coney, ride the cyclone once or twice, beer and clams on the boardwalk, Ruby's.
There you go. An expert recommends the clams at Ruby's.
They're good. They're delicious.
I've only actually swam in the water once.
It's dirty, so you don't really shouldn't.
Yeah, it's like you're walking on broken CDs and cigarette packs.
You don't want to do that. Reese Park is good swimming.
Okay, so if you venture down, then you can venture down to Brighton Beach.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Okay, so other than there's like two places I go on Brighton Beach. Where do you guys go?
Well,
you go to M&I, right?
Oh, I go to M&I, but there's this one place that I don't even think has an English name that sells. There's a bunch of places that sell like Monty and Samsa and stuffed patties with peas.
The piroshka, which are like the long things that are deep fried and stuffed with a.
And this one is literally at the foot of the queue stop there.
Huh.
And it's a diner. And it's gotten more Bukharian to me over the past year.
I like Brighton Bazaar, which is on Coney Island after the elevated line swings up Coney Island Avenue. It's on Brighton Avenue. Uh-huh. Brighton Avenue heading east after Coney Island Avenue where the elevated line swings up. Brighton Bazaar, they're less pushy, they're less shovey, there's more space. Than comparatively to M&I.
You know, for M&I, I don't even bother going in there anymore, but outside they have a little counter where you can buy the piroshkas for maybe $1.25. Yeah. Which one of those is like all you need to eat for the afternoon.
Yeah. I actually think that the amount of street food on a weekend is something a lot of people don't know about in Brighton Beach, and it's ultra cheap and incredibly filling, but not very good for you.
Not so cheap, but equally filling is the Brighton Beach Boardwalk restaurants.
Yeah.
I got lucky enough to go there with my girlfriend and our Russian speaking friend.
Really?
So she like laid it all out for us and we drank the vodka, we had the herring, we had the fish.
They were nice to you.
Yeah, they're nice because we had a Russian with us. Yeah. If you don't have a Russian with you, don't expect niceties.
I always try and order, sometimes it works, I always try and order a vodka by the carafe. When I'm there, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but when it works, it's awesome.
It's always a good idea, whether it plays out to be a better function.
You know what's kind of cool down there? In the last few years, there's not any bars down there at all, but in the last few years, I think there's a place called, I think it was Draft Bar, and opened up a spot on the boardwalk.
Yes, it's called Draft Bar.
And then there's another place.
Beer Island?
Beer Island's right on Coney Island.
Oh.
And there's another... I don't know.
There's Tatiana 2. There's Draft.
And in between
bar.
These
and
two.
And then Coney Island Avenue, there's a place you can buy growlers on the corner.
Really?
Right at
I'm blanking on it.
We're going to take a quick break, but I just want to. So you're talking about is this crazy little weird beer garden in between like the two Tatianas or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is, either of you been to it?
No.
No. So we don't know if it's legitimate.
I don't. If I'm going Russian, I'm drinking vodka.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking beer.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Caribbean food.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Caribbean food.
Through
This is Rachel Wharton. I'm the deputy editor of Edible Brooklyn and Edible Manhattan. And I was playing that song because, in theory, this show is about where you should be going to eat where you actually have not eaten before. Because my two guests today know this borough like nobody else. It's Matt Levy, whose family runs Levy's
Unique New York.
Just give him the website.
The Levy's Unique New York, www.levysuniqueny.com.
For awesome walking tours. Actually, coach tours, bus tours, water tours, anything. Crawling tours.
Helicopter tours, drink tours.
And Joshua M. Bernstein.
Steen.
Oh, fabulous food writer. Okay, so we're talking about where you, like, we're basically just sitting here riffing about where you guys should be eating that you aren't already. And if you are already, then like kudos to you. You kick our asses. So Caribbean food.
All yes.
Right, smiles all around.
Yes. Okay. I live in Crown Heights, which is, for the last 7 years, I've lived there, and that's one of the biggest Caribbean neighborhoods in the city. And so if you love cheap food and you love spicy food, it's pretty much heaven right there. Most days around lunchtime, I knock off from my house, and then I walk down the road and pick up the doubles, the roadies, and what have you.
Oh, you should explain what a double is. Okay. Probably all of those things.
So a double is two pieces of flatbread. And so then it's stuffed with chana, which is chickpeas. It's like marinated chickpeas. And then usually you get it with pepper. When you say pepper, that's Scotch bonnet pepper sauce. So it's really incendiary.
Yeah.
And usually a tamarind sauce as well, if I go a little sweet foil to it. And then it's really messy. So don't wear a white shirt at all.
And also it's one double, right?
Yeah, one double.
You order one double.
A double is one.
Yeah, it's complicated.
And two doubles.
It gets its name because of the two layers of the bread. So I guess, so most people know, beef patties, and I know the version that you find on hot dog carts, I imagine. But there's every Caribbean country is represented in Brooklyn, I imagine. Mm-hmm. So what you're describing is actually from Trinidad, right?
Uh-huh. That's a Trinidadian.
So what other kinds of things? I mean, so there's Caribbean. So how can you tell the difference when, like, Josh, because you live in the, can you tell the difference when you walk into a place based on what's on the menu?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Trinidad will have things like doubles, aloo pie. Aloo pie is like a long piece of fried flatbread that's split and usually stuffed whatever you want. Ones I get are with mashed potatoes and chana, or you can get it with jerk shrimp or vegetables. Yeah. And then Jamaican places are going to be more focused on jerk chicken and lots of goats and meats. And when you get the roti, which is almost like a... It's almost like a Caribbean burrito.
Yeah.
So it's a long thing that's stuffed with crushed chickpeas in the middle, and then just filled with all your meats and whatever you want. But they always put the bones in it, so you got to be careful. Yeah. So don't eat like a burrito otherwise.
Roti is awesome.
I learned the hard
way.
So
are doubles.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like? I like Trinidadian Chinese food.
Oh, wait, okay. So where do you...
Nostrand Avenue, south of Atlanta.
Royal Bakery. Royal Bakery and Roti.
Yeah, those guys are the bomb.
So what makes Trinidad... Lots of black pepper?
It's complicated to explain. It's just different.
There's seasoning pepper in there as opposed to
Jamaican won't have very many Scotch bonnet peppers. It won't really have that. It'll have jerk, which is spicy, but it's like a different kind of heat for that.
So smoky heat.
Yeah, Trinidadian. There's also a Guyanese, and then there's
that's crazy.
And then I think that one's like the more mustard based hot sauce. Like I maybe pull it, but one of them's a more mustard based hot sauce. So all the flavors just they vary by degrees.
Yeah. And Trinidad also has these amazing things called seasoning peppers, which don't have the heat, but they have that odd floralness of a habanero. Like when you actually have a habanero as opposed to a Scotch bonnet, a habanero has like, most of the time you can't taste this citrus floralness because the heat is so overwhelming. But in Trinidad, they have these peppers that have that without the heat, and they're totally mind-blowing.
Wowzers.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Then my favorite thing to drink though is a peanut punch, which is
I don't know what this is.
Peanut punch is just it looks terrifying. It looks just like this milky blob, but it's ground up peanuts with a little bit of milk and then lots of spices like nutmeg and other things in there. So it's a little bit Christmassy, but really delicious.
A little bit Christmassy.
Yeah,
I like sorrel juice.
I don't like sorrel.
Which is sorrel also hibiscus or Jamaica?
I think they're related.
Sorrel and hibiscus are pretty much one and the same.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Because there's actually a guy. Have you guys seen the guy who sells that stuff occasionally at the Grand Army Plaza 2-3 stop?
No.
And isn't that weird? I think that's the crazy. This is like the hardcore Yuppie Park Slope. And this guy's out there. And I'm always wondering if anyone's buying it. And he's there all the time in weird times of day.
Huh.
Maybe for what? like when the name
maybe it's a holdover of old school immigrant Brooklyn before it completely transmogrifies into new school expensive McLaren stroller white Brooklyn.
Yes.
But you know what's also really great about Caribbean cuisine is that there's so much vegetarian food.
Yeah, like
if you don't,
that's
we're talking about jerk chicken and all that, but there's a big Rastafarian influence, and Rastafarian has no meat. And so you'll walk into places and eat, like, Ali's Roti Shop up on Flatbush Avenue. You can get a roti filled with, you know, sautéed pumpkin and, like, and all sorts of other delicious stuff. And I'm blanking on the name of the place, but Imhotep.
Okay.
On Nostrand Avenue. You can get, like, they have, like, all manner of textured vegetable proteins. And
what is Imhotep? What is that from? What is that?
It's Egyptian.
It's Egyptian-inspired Jamaican or... Caribbean. I miss Veggie Castle.
Veggie Castle now exists in Queens.
Is it inside of a hijacked White Castle building?
It's in that Guyanese neighborhood in Jamaica, Queens, which is literally like Brooklyn hits, where Brooklyn becomes Queens, you know, out there off of the AC line.
Is that the up of Liberty Avenue, the main drag out there?
Yeah, that's it's a Veggie Castle eating. Move there.
Is it located inside of a hijacked White Castle building? Because if it's not in a hijacked White Castle building, it's not a Veggie Castle.
So to backtrack, Veggie Castle was a place on Church Avenue that once upon a time, it was an old White Castle went out of business, you know. Could have sat fallow, but these enterprising entrepreneurs walked in there like, we're going to make this a palace to all vegetarian food. Like
all vegetarian, mostly vegan.
Yeah.
It was literally the gateway. I mean, so it was like the gateway for many people who lived on the other side of Prospect Park to visit the other side of Prospect Park because, A, it was on one side of the other side of it, not the other, depending on where you are, on one side of it. And then
is where I grew up, man. Yeah. You be careful.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the other.
Okay, cool.
Maybe next. Okay, but Veggie Castle was, and also because it was such a funky building, people would go in there just to
try it.
It's
beautiful. It's plastered with signs to how you could extend your longevity. All of these drinks that would extend.
Oh, the drinks here. Everything from constipation to menopause.
It's amazing.
The drinks both.
I mean, there was like 40 or 50 different drinks.
I like to say I was the only mostly vegetarian, sometimes vegan, Caribbean food restaurant.
I don't think they do the drinks like they used to.
In a hijacked White Castle building.
Okay.
Astonishing.
Let's talk. What's the other? Define the other.
Well, what's the other?
Like, well, the other is that, or like, you know, put, you know, what is the other? You're right. Good question.
Wait, we have to
in
define
terms
other
of
before we get to other.
In terms
other.
Of exploring, I suppose other is Sunset Park, places we like most, like places who people who are interested in really learning this fine borough from top to bottom go to. I mean, the other is like, where do you go eat in?
Mill Basin? Are we talking about Deep Brooklyn? Let's talk about Deep Brooklyn. It's better than other, because other could be Williamsburg or
Deep. We could also have an entire show on what constitutes South or North Brooklyn.
South Brooklyn historically is in North Brooklyn neighborhoods of Carroll Gardens, Cobble Hill, Borough Hill.
But it's not anymore.
Brooklyn. No, now because real estate demands all, and that's what makes the call. Deep Brooklyn, I once stopped on the bicycle ride down to the Rockaways. I once stopped at this amazing 70-year-old Italian deli that served stuffed rice balls. They had a whole prepared food thing, soppressata and provolone, and beautiful sign. And I can't remember for the life of me what the name of it.
It's on that drag you have to take to go out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's in Mill Basin. And when would you ever go to Mill Basin for any reason whatsoever, unless you live there and or your family lives there?
Is Mill Basin the place where you know there's like that amazing, it might even be called New Park Pizza?
Yeah, no, that's Neon Howard Sun. Beach.
Howard Beach, okay.
That's Queens, and we can't
that's,
talk about
right,
Queens
that's
in this
Queens, right, we can't talk about that. But Mill Basin is on the way
but
there.
But that is Howard Beach.
Okay. Oh, wait, so the other. Where did you grow up? Let's just start with
Dimmes
that.
Park. Dimmes Park on Cortoia Road, the new restaurant Row.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre, man.
Yeah.
Like Mimi's Hummus and like Sycamore is across the street from my elementary school.
Well, now there's some place with a fancy pants name, like some deep philosophy. What? Okay.
Oh, the Costello
Sycamore,
plan?
Yes. The Costello.
I haven't been there yet. It's not a fancy pants name. It's the name of the original
map.
No,
that's what I mean.
Right?
It's very brainy.
It is brainy.
Yes.
It is, but it's so weird. I still get my haircut from my barber has been cutting my hair since I was two.
That's an amazing street. There's,
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
What is it? There's the Tibetan place.
Tibetan
place. There's a Mexican deli.
Top Cafe Tibet, where you can get Momo and BYOB, because it's connected to a deli. We'll backtrack. It's right off the train. You can sit outside and look on the train tracks coming by, and it's connected to a deli, so you can get the beer and bring it back to the Tibetan place. And
you can?
This is the Q and B trains to Cortoia Road.
Right.
To specify.
And it's like, this is almost like kind of in the subway station practically.
It's amazing. It's super cheap. They're friendly. Yeah. BYOB. It hits all the right spots for a cheap hand.
Yeah. And it's across the street from a kind of cool co-op.
The Flatbush Food Co-op. Right. No membership needed.
Yes.
Which took over the Associated, which was my local supermarket.
So you still live right around the corner from there?
No, I live in Greenwood Heights now. Adjacent to Greenwood Cemetery.
I'm glad that you name checked Greenwood Heights.
Otherwise known as South Park Slope. Yeah, depending on which realtor you're talking to.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, or who Matt's talking to.
That's true.
I like Greenwood Heights. Isn't there kind of a growing Polish?
It's dying.
Like 3 years ago, the owner of Eagle Supermarket, which is an amazing,
amazing,
yes,
one of the best beer supplies,
beer mecca,
yeah, and cheaper than a lot.
The owner of Eagle, what?
He was telling me, and they actually have a smokehouse too, right? Don't they smoke their own meats there?
But I haven't seen it.
And there's another place, Jubilat, that does have a smoker.
Right. It used to be Schmollen Bar and Grill, which has
that place was awesome.
Which is also next to that Hungarian food place.
Which you may hear about Schmollen in a previous show on dive bars.
That's on my corner.
Closed. So he told me it was probably 4 years or 5 years ago that there were more Poles moving in, and then he felt like it was actually growing as opposed to dying. But
I haven't seen it in terms of storefronts. Like my girl and I like to say that our neighborhood is, it's 1/3 Polish, 1/3 Mexican, and 1/3 us.
Oh, but there are those crazy Euro bars.
Eurotrip changed names to Corzo. Now Middle European. It's actually really cool.
We have only 2 minutes.
Oh no, so much to talk about.
I know. And what should we talk? Old school Italian. What should we talk about?
Josh.
I think we should talk about old school Italian. What the hell?
Okay.
But there's like so much old school Italian in Brooklyn.
Right.
Where do you begin?
Bamonte's in Williamsburg.
You would begin there?
It's old school. You're talking about old school. That's the oldest Italian restaurant.
Okay, what about
Italian
a thriving Italian neighborhood like
Dyker Heights?
Dyker Heights. Yeah, your tour. You do the
Holiday Lights of Dyker Heights. Yeah.
I go to Ferdinando's Ficacheria, which is on Union Street. That one spot that's like Carroll Gardens bleeds into Red Hook, and they have a penne sandwich, which is chickpea fritters on with a small semolina roll with ricotta and pecorino. It's amazing. And $4.
For our Italian stop on our Edible Ethnic Brooklyn Eats tour, we do Caputo's Bakery, G. Esposito and Sons Jersey Pork Store, and Court Street Pastry, all on Court Street.
There's at least four still living Italian neighborhoods in Brooklyn. More than that?
Carroll Gardens, check.
Bensonhurst,
check.
Which is getting over to Chinese, actually.
Dyker Heights, which is its own neighborhood, check.
Williamsburg.
Williamsburg, I guess. Now they're in East Williamsburg. Yeah. And they're old and they're dying, which is really... doesn't qualify as an active Italian neighborhood. none of it like Belmont, Arthur Avenue in the Bronx.
Right.
I
although those guys don't live there.
Yeah.
They do. I think they all come in from
what Jersey?
Yonkers.
Yonkers?
Yeah.
Yonkers.
Which practically.
Hmm.
You probably do a tour there too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Sure.
If you pay Matt, I'll take you anywhere.
Baby, I'll give you a tour of my bathroom.
Wait. So what's the next one you're giving? Your bathroom.
Oh, for New York Craft Beer Week, Josh is doing a homebrew tour.
Oh, sweet.
And I am doing a Bike Brooklyn Beer Blitz, which is a 3-hour...
Is that legal?
Yes, because we don't drink on the bicycles.
Oh, right.
3-hour bicycle tour of East Williamsburg, Bushwick, former brewery buildings.
Okay, and where do you go to find out about that? This is a shameless plug.
LevysUniqueNY.com. LevysUniqueNY.com.
And Josh, what's the thing you're doing?
It's a homebrew tour where we go to different homebrewers pads and talk to them and drink all their delicious beer.
Wait, and how do we sign up to do that?
I don't have a site to
you got a blog.
Yes, you do.
My Gut Instinct.
Just Google Joshua M. Bernstein.
MyGutInstinct.wordpress.com. Yes.
There we go.
It's changing, but the homebrew tour fills up quick, so
and with that, sign up now. With that, go the hell out there and eat. Brooklyn Eats.
Hooray!